And a bit more about money now. It's time for our regular personal finance discussion with Michelle Singletary. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post. And this week, she takes questions from day-to-day listeners. Michelle spoke earlier with day-to-day's Madeline Brand.
Michelle, our first letter comes from a listener who writes, I'm getting married in a few months. My most recent credit report showed a total of 12 items, half of which are detrimental. I haven't really used credit much in the last few years, and all of the bad stuff is pretty old. My fiancé has really impeccable credit, and I want to know how you think this will affect our credit as a married couple.
This is an excellent question, and lots of people who get married think that their credit reports merge, and that's not true. You keep your individual credit reports. How it will affect you as a married couple is if you go to buy a home together and you want to put both of your names on that loan agreement, they're going to look at both your credits, and you may not get as good interest rate because one of you has bad credit. The good news is that if those items are fairly old, like 7 years or more, they drop off your credit report. But, you know, listen, lots of married folks are in this situation, and you need to come clean about it and do what you can to clean up your credit. And it's very easy. Start paying your bills on time, all the time. That's one of the top ways to improve your credit.
Okay, and a similar question, but not such a happy ending. This listener says that when she lived with her fiancé, all the utilities were in her name. Then she says, I broke up with him, moved, and removed my name from the lease. However, I forgot to cancel the utilities. My ex continued to live in the apartment. At some point, he moved out. He let someone else move in, and that person did not make the payments to various utilities. My credit is now suffering, so can my ex-fiancé be held liable for identity theft since he kept the utilities under my name?
Well, listen, no, he can't be held liable. He's not guilty of identity fraud because your name was on there. You just didn't remove it. And I hope this is a lesson for all of you out there living together. Keep your things separate. Get a separate apartment. You
know? Trust no one. No.
You know? Get married.
Our next listener writes, I recently had to quit a hospital-based education program. I signed an agreement, whereas I promised to work for the hospital for 2 years in exchange for receiving a free education. After I had to quit, I received a bill from the hospital for more than $3,000 and a $150 default fee. I cannot afford that, so the hospital offered a six-month payment plan, which I still can't do. So to a collection agency it goes. My question is, why should I pay this loan, especially since I filed for bankruptcy in 2003?
You absolutely owe that money. They expected you to come work for them, and they were going to give you a free education in exchange. And just because you filed for bankruptcy in 2003, any new debt you incur is not on the old bankruptcy. So you are on the hook for that debt, and you should pay it back.
And Michelle, here's a post-tax question. This listener writes, I claim single with four allowances. I own a home, so that's my only tax write-off. This year, I will be getting about $2,800 back from the government. Should I increase my W-4 form to five allowances or go even higher?
This is a really good question after the tax season because lots of folks have gotten huge refunds, and that means that you're having too much money taken out of your paycheck every month. In this case, she should increase her allowances on her W-4 form so she can get more money in her paycheck every week if that's how often she gets paid, because that's money that you can use throughout the year as opposed to basically giving the government a tax-free loan all year long.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of Spend Well, Live Rich. Thanks for joining us, Michelle.
You're welcome.